This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will, the National Retail Federation tells us, spend better than $12 billion on Halloween this year. There will be a couple of billion in candy in there, I'm sure. Parties and house decorations as well. But Halloween is also one of those ultimate tests of the supply chain. The latest and most popular costumes have to be delivered just in time, more often than not, having been ordered just at the last minute. Spoiler alert, the supply chain horror story isn't over just yet. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Halloween is actually a pretty scary holiday for retailers because they have to plan ahead, but it's also sometimes kind of impossible for them to plan ahead.
Most of the decisions that have to be made about Halloween need to be made 18 months, maybe 2 years in advance.
Julie Niederhoff is associate professor at Syracuse University's Whitman School of Management. What costumes and decorations and candy to make, how much to make, what raw materials you might need, how and when to ship them over.
Best case scenario, it has to be made 6 to 8 months in advance.
The problem is Halloween is driven by trends. You don't always know what people are going to want to dress up as that far in advance. 2021 was a perfect example when Squid Game came out just a month and a half before Halloween.
Everybody wanted Squid Game costumes and Squid Game designs, but that was not on anybody's projection planning.
I didn't get my Squid Game mask in time and had to dress up as a monkey instead. Anyway, this year it appears retailers were making decisions extra early. Businesses have been sourcing Halloween costumes and decor earlier and earlier since 2019, according to search data from digital manufacturing marketplace Xometry. Randy Altshuler is CEO.
People were haunted by the lessons and the problems that they saw. COVID, now you're seeing more problems related to the climate change and extreme weather that's also disrupting supply chains right here in the United States. So I think just with all that on their mind, people are creating resilience.
According to S&P Global, Halloween products were shipped earlier this year, too, by about a month, partly because shipping times are still not back to pre-pandemic levels. And there were new worries this year. Chris Tang is a professor at UCLA's Anderson School of Management.
They concern potential strikes of truck drivers or the railroads or the port. So therefore, a lot of companies would like to play safe. They try to place an order earlier.
So if you want to dress up as something truly scary for Halloween, try going as a supply chain. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.